Fondazione Radio Magica presents The Altar of Ratkis, dating between 737 and 744 after Christ. Christian Museum of the Dome of Cividale del Friuli, written by Elena Comessati, read by Paola Gandrus.
Cividale has been a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 2011. This small town on the east border of Friuli Venezia Giulia merits protection for its immense historical and artistic heritage. In fact, Cividale, originally called Forum Iuli, was the cradle of the Longobard Duchy, but also the seat of the Aquileia Patriarchy. For this reason, the symbols of Longobard history and Christian religion are found together in many monuments. If you wander around the city, inside the Christian Museum, you can see an altar, whose Latin name was Ara, donated by Duke Ratkis to honor his father, Pemmone. Ratkis's altar is an extraordinary monument. According to scholars, it is the most famous and important jewel of Longobard art in Europe. And now, using your imagination, close your eyes and try to visualize this stunning and colorful object, made up of four decorated slabs of Aurizina stone, also called base reliefs, located on the four sides of the altar. In the front and most important slab, Jesus is offering a blessing surrounded by two six-winged cherubs. All of the figures are embedded in an almond-shaped oval, supported by four angels, around whom eight stars shine. At one time, this slab was entirely painted. It's a dreamy composition, suggesting that belief in God is like a flight into the clouds on high. In Ratkis's altar, there is also a small opening from which, at one time, it was possible to glimpse the bones of the saints inside. History is made of the past and present, while we create the future. If we listen to stories like these, we can better understand the world we live in, with our feet on the ground and our gaze turned to the past, to understand what happened before us. So, open your imagination to the monument's secrets, which tell who desired them, who created them, and who preserved them.